Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you want to join us here, our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Arya.
We're going to give you an update on the minks, the millions and millions of minks that were to be put to death in Denmark because of COVID.
Yes, because they had some weird mutation of COVID, and they were worried that it might transfer back to humans.
Right, because some human might get sick and have a 99.98% chance of, or 99.96 or whatever percent chance of beating it, because somebody might get sick from kissing a mink or whatever. I don't know how the hell they would expect the transmission, but or eating the mink. I'm not sure how you're going to get COVID from the mink.
Do they eat the minks?
But I don't know what they're going to do with the mink to get COVID.
They're certainly not petting them, because the people who work at these places
are already
insane and immoral people, because they know they're going to kill these minks anyway. I mean, these minks were all 15 million were going to die eventually anyway.
They were in cages, I'm sure, preparing for death. So how they were expecting to, infect humans, I'm not real sure. But as a result, because some human might get sick and possibly, defeat it, they had to exterminate 15 to 17 million minks. So we can tell you more about that coming up here and what has happened to the dead bodies, the corpses of these minks. We'll get that to you next. But first, we're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Jason is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Aria.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I tried to read the Bitcoin white paper, and I found it very technical. So I went to YouTube to try to find a somebody that did a video that like took the white paper line by line and explained it in English. And I found a bunch of those sites. But eventually, after going down the YouTube rabbit hole a few times, I ended up on a video that was it was called The Theory of Bitcoin. And I clicked on this long video, and I watched it. And about 7 minutes, 10 minutes into the thing, the guy that was doing the interview basically treated this guy like he was the inventor of Bitcoin.
Okay.
I thought that was Satoshi Nakamoto, and nobody knew who he was, but this guy's name was Craig F. Wright.
Yeah.
And there's other guys that call him a hoax, so I'm asking you guys, since you guys really know this stuff pretty good.
Yeah.
Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, I think he is a scammer, honestly, Craig Wright. So there have been a number of people over the years who have claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto. And the thing is, any jackass can call themselves Satoshi Nakamoto, but only Satoshi Nakamoto can prove it. And the way Satoshi could prove, if somebody were to come out and say, "I am the true Satoshi," all right, well, move some of your bitcoins.
Yep.
Or sign this statement with your Bitcoin wallet. You don't even have to move the Bitcoins. You can just use this thing called a cryptographic signature that basically is a thing that a wallet can do and sign a certain statement to prove that you have control over those private keys. He could do all those any of those things if he were actually Satoshi. Now, I believe Craig's right. His excuse is that he lost the keys.
Which isn't impossible in those early days of Bitcoin for the average person, but for Satoshi Nakamoto,
the creator of Bitcoin,
I find it extremely unlikely.
Yeah. That said, okay, the Satoshi's original Bitcoins have never been moved. So, Satoshi, if he or she is still out there, has never at any point since they disappeared touched their original Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, let's assume he is a hoaxer.
Mm-hmm.
There's these, there's probably 20 hours of video on this guy explaining the theory of Bitcoin. Is any of it correct? Probably.
I don't know. I mean, he was around, from what I understand, in the early days, and he did have relationships with some of the early, you know, Bitcoin programmer types. So, and at what level, I don't know. I've not done a lot of research into this character. The reason why I haven't spent any time really researching this person is because he hasn't proven that he's Satoshi. So I'm not going to waste my time on, you know, trying to figure out whether or not I think he's Satoshi, because he could just prove it, and then I don't have to waste any time trying to speculate or whatever. So I don't know what he said specifically about Bitcoin, but I do remember at one point he said that he is not anti-government, and that made me think he's definitely not Satoshi.
Yeah, I did find that part, and he was also talking about how nobody that runs, well, this is one thing that he said. He said that there's only 32 nodes that are mining, and that everybody that thinks they're mining isn't mining. And I was confused by that because I don't understand how mining works.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
He's probably talking about 32 Bitcoin SV miners in all likelihood.
I don't know what he's referring to there. If you want to get into learning about Bitcoin mining, that on its own is a deep topic, and I'm nothing more than a novice at Bitcoin mining. So, you know, from what I understand, you can do what's called solo mining, or you can join a mining pool. And given that the difficulty of mining Bitcoin is so high, and you have to use specified mining hardware in order to even have a chance at finding a Bitcoin block, you basically have to join a mining pool if you want to be able to get any kind of mining rewards. So I don't know how many mining pools there are out there. Maybe that's what he was referring to when he was talking about 32.
There's bound to be way more than 32, though.
I mean,
there's 32 pools for stupid altcoins like Vertcoin.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what he's talking about. I would take anything that guy says with a huge grain of salt.
Yeah, well, let me expand on that. What he did say later was that if it looked at every single block that's created, right, you know who won the block or who mined the block in the transaction.
Yeah.
He said if you go back through all the history of Bitcoin, you would only find, like, 32 or 70 or 98. It was not a number over 100 of people that have ever, or, you know, groups that have ever mined a block. And I was like, I don't know.
There's almost no way
that's
true.
Yeah, I can't believe that personally, but I've never checked that claim, and I wouldn't know how to go about easily checking that particular claim.
I wouldn't even want to check, because to me that's just inconsequential.
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin is very secure. There's plenty of people out there mining it. There's a tremendous amount of hash power behind it. It is the most secure of all of the cryptocurrencies out there. It's also the most expensive as far as the actual mining, the network fees to actually send cryptocurrency, send Bitcoin from one person to another. And, you know, Craig Wright, he's a controversial character. He's also sued a lot of people as well. So he gets his panties in a wad anytime somebody says he's not Satoshi, and he'll, like, file a lawsuit against him, because even though he may not be Satoshi, he appears to be fairly wealthy. So I imagine he did mine some Bitcoin in the early days and did very well. But again, I don't know his personal story. But he does have enough money to just slap people with lawsuits.
Which the real Satoshi would probably not do.
You would think not, yeah. And the real Satoshi seemed to create this system to avoid the banks and the governments, to get people's money, the power of money, out of the hands of banks and governments and put it into the hands of the people. So for Craig Wright to claim that he is, you know, in favor of government and that Bitcoin is not an anarchist thing or is a pro-government thing is ridiculous to me.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks. That's that helps.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate the call tonight. Yeah, there's, again, anybody who claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto, just disbelieve them until it's proven that they've actually moved the Satoshi Bitcoins.
Yeah, and I don't think it'll ever happen. I don't think we'll ever know who Satoshi Nakamoto was.
Because Satoshi Nakamoto is probably smart enough to stay quiet, or he or she's dead. One or the other is likely to be the case.
Yeah, it would destroy Bitcoin, I think, at this point. It would not do it any favors for Satoshi to come forward and prove their identity.
Exactly. It would just mean that person or persons would be targeted by governments. for all my matter of like tax liabilities and who knows what other kind of charges they would trump
up. Sedition, probably.
Yeah, trying to undermine their currency or whatever, conspiracy to destroy the Federal Reserve, whatever they would cook up. Let's go to our chat room, actually. We've got the Matrix server where a gentleman is on the line. Sax Manager is with us here. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to ask if you knew about this book that I heard about recently. It's called, and it just came out in September. It's called A Libertarian Walks Into a Bear.
A Libertarian Walks Into a Bear. Stand by. We'll find out if anybody has heard about that. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies. And her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, toll free. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. And you've certainly heard us talking about cryptocurrencies, and we will be covering Bitcoin. And is it a fad? According to CNBC, they're saying it is.
It's a persistent one.
Yeah, we'll get back into, or we'll get into that story. But I do want to tell you about Divi, which CNBC has probably never even heard of. There's thousands of cryptos out there. You ought to take a look at Divi, though, because, well, it's made by some liberty-minded folks. We met them over at Anarchapulco, and they've made it really easy to get into being a masternode. A masternode is a special node in the Divi network that performs certain services for the network and gets a reward for doing that. Now, you can become a masternode easily by just downloading the Divi full node software, and you can set up the masternode directly from inside the software, and it's super easy, just a few clicks and you are done. But you do need to acquire Divi first in order to become a masternode. In order to do that, you can buy it on several exchanges or just get it directly from the Divi team, which you can do by going to diviproject.org, diviproject.org, and you can connect into their Telegram channel and talk to the Divi crew directly there. That's diviproject.org, diviproject.org. We're going to continue with Sachs Manager. He's on the line on our Matrix server and sounding great, by the way. Thanks for taking the time to call in over Matrix. I know it takes a few steps to get it set up and operational, but you sound good. You had called in about a book, and you said it's called A Libertarian Walks into a Bear. Now, have you read this book?
No, I haven't actually read the book. I've read a few excerpts from the book, and I've read about probably a dozen reviews of the book. Mm-hmm. And it came out in September. It's written by some guy by the name of Matthew Hongloats Hetland. It's a hyphenated name. And apparently he's written, he's a pretty popular author. And the book, let me read the promo here. It says, Libertarian Walks into a Bear is a sometimes funny, sometimes terrifying tale of what happens when a government disappears into the woods. Complete with gunplay, adventure, and backstabbing politicians, this is the ultimate story of a quintessential American experiment, to live free or die, perhaps from a bear. I get the town that they supposedly was taken over is Grafton, New Hampshire.
Yeah, so I think I've heard of this book in recent days. I didn't recall the name of it when you said it, but I did go and look it up. And, yeah, it is supposedly about Grafton. Now, is this supposed to be fiction?
No, this is supposed to be a true story.
Okay.
This is of what actually happened.
Yeah, see, I don't think so.
It might be based on a true story.
Yeah, I think even saying that is a stretch. So what he's referring to here is the so-called Freetown Project. Now, I wish the real Christopher Cantwell was in our chat room right now on the Matrix server. Normally he's in there. He was there earlier, but he hasn't seen my message because he was one of the original Freetown Project founders.
Okay.
And so you actually have on the very same Matrix chat server that you are on, Sax Manager, one of those participants, the real Christopher Cantwell, that is one of the original founders of that movement. I suppose he would be able to answer this more directly than I can because I wasn't directly involved, but I was certainly aware of it. So for listeners that are unfamiliar, there was, of course, the Free State Project, which was the idea of libertarians migrating to the same state. That came out in 2001. It started gathering members, and it hit 5,000 members. And then those first 5,000 members were able to vote on the state to which they wanted to move. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. And then they went to 20,000 members who would pledge to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Well, some of those earliest signers from back in like 2002 or 2003, somewhere in that range, they cooked up this free town project idea of, all right, let's go to one little town out in the middle of nowhere. Grafton was chosen, and I'm not sure why they chose Grafton. It's not the lowest population town. It's like maybe 1,500 or something like that.
That's pretty small, though.
It is, but there's a town right next door to Keene, which has 250 people in it.
But why even bother at that point?
Why bother what?
I mean, there's so little economic activity there. Why bother with trying to build a libertarian paradise there?
Well, that's the thing. Like, why go to Grafton when you could have gone to Roxbury right next to Keene, where you're next door to an economic area?
Good point.
And there's only 250 people that live in Roxbury. So I'm still not sure why that particular town was chosen, but that's what they did. And they started promoting all of this propaganda about, you know, it would be this libertarian paradise, there would be prostitutes everywhere, and, you know, cannibalism or whatever. Ridiculous. It, to some extent, was a troll job, I think. Because
did they offer cannibalism? I could see them offering, you know, oh, we're going to legalize prostitution. Good on you for that.
Well, that's the thing. Most of the people who originally founded this thing never ended up moving to Grafton.
Similarly to how most people who signed the Free State Project thing have not moved to
New Hampshire, correct. Zach Bass died. Jay Freeville, who was the guy in the chat room, the real Christopher Cantwell, he ended up moving to Keene when he finally moved up here, because by the time Jay moved to Keene, the whole Freetown Project thing had already fallen apart. It wasn't long after the initial days that the entire concept fell apart. But there were still libertarians who moved to Grafton, regardless of the Freetown Project. Some of the people who moved to Grafton had never even heard of the Freetown Project. They were people who wanted to move to the middle of nowhere, right? So they moved to Grafton. And from my understanding of the story, what is the real story, is the libertarians and free staters have yet to do anything successfully in Grafton. So, like, they have targeted the Grafton town meetings, because in New Hampshire they have these things called town meetings. There's cities and towns, and the towns have town meetings, the cities don't. The cities have city councils. But the town meetings, the people of the town get to go in there, and they get to vote on the various different proposals of what the town ought to fund and what it shouldn't fund, etc. And so every year the libertarians do show up at that town meeting in fairly decent numbers, but from what I understand, they've never had the numbers to actually have a success. So I'm not sure what this book is saying, because I haven't read it, and nor do I want to spend 288 pages, you know, reading some leftist author's fantasy about, you know, what he thinks happened in Grafton. But from the summary of the, you know, the book, or the, you know, the rundown on the cover here, it sounds like they took over. It makes it sound like the libertarians took over the town, and that they got rid of the school, and they got rid of the fire department, and they got rid of all these other things, and none of those things happened. So I don't, at least as far as I know, you would think that if those things happened, they would be crowing about it.
Yeah,
that we would hear news about it, that we would have seen, like, it be, you know, advertised as a success story. But Grafton Grafton's always been joked as the place where libertarians go to disappear, because once they move to Grafton, you never hear from them again.
Yeah, well, the book is being touted as a true story that is... And also, it's being used, and if you read all the reviews, everyone believes that this is exactly what happened. This book is a narrative of that, and it's used to basically discredit libertarian philosophy.
Libertarians are doing just fine discrediting themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like a hit piece, and
yes, exactly.
I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks, Sax Manager, and again, thanks for calling on the Matrix server there. And yeah, maybe we'll get the real Christopher. The real Christopher Cantwell.
Who is not, in fact, the real Christopher Cantwell.
No, he's not. Jay Freeville. Maybe he'll call and explain this. Actually, we got a guy on the line who has lived in Grafton. I don't think he's still there, but he's going to weigh in on this coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, ZP and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again speaking out about possible voter fraud. The president saying,
as president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege.
President Trump speaking from the White House in the nearly 46-minute long video posted on social media. The president continues,
this is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
The NFL is considering all options for the upcoming playoffs, but using a bubble is not likely. That's according to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Trump campaign's voter fraud claims are gaining traction in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Here's a question for you. Do you think 24 pallets of filled-in election ballots could change the results of the election in Pennsylvania? What if those ballots were shipped from New York State to Pennsylvania? The truck driver has come forward under the Amistad Project's investigation.
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
A poll worker in Wisconsin.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The campaign also filing a lawsuit in Nevada claiming 40,000 people voted twice. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Breaking news coming out of Staten Island, New York. Apparently the owner of Max Public House, the bar that we talked about, was it Monday? Did we talk about it last night, or was it?
It wasn't last night.
Must have been Monday. We talked about it Monday. They had the so-called liquor permit, health permit things pulled on Friday. The guy was still letting people in, but not letting government bureaucrats in over the weekend, and serving people, but not charging them.
Okay.
So therefore, it's free food, free drinks, and then he was taking tips.
Right? Ah,
but smart. If a bureaucrat would try to come in, he'd lock the door on them and claim to be closed.
I like this guy.
Yeah. And, well, they apparently arrested him yesterday. And as we speak, there are hundreds of people outside of the bar protesting.
Protesting his arrest?
In his favor. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Want to say thanks to Dirk Strawn, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier. Dirk is sending at least $25 a month into the show to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to help us get on more radio stations, to bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We really appreciate it. We only ask for $5 a month. Dirk's doing at least five times that amount. So if you want to help us out, it's only $5 a month. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with credit card. You can use debit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC. And you get some cool perks and some benefits, and you help us out a lot at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're going to Bad Slave. He's calling us from New Hampshire. Now, I know, Bad Slave, you used to live in Grafton for some number of years, so you've got a lot of experience being on the ground in this place where now apparently there's an entire book that has been written, and it sounds to me, just based on what they're saying here on the description on Amazon, that is just false, because it's claiming that the libertarians actually won in Grafton and managed to actually reduce the government there. I've never heard anything about libertarians winning in Grafton. I always heard that the townspeople who hate freedom managed to come together to put a stop to any libertarian advances. What's your experience having actually lived there?
Well, there's been actually some benefit. I think they did reduce the budget one year back when. Because they hadn't really woken up, and sometimes you don't need very many people there to change the vote on these budget items sometimes. Mm-hmm. And also, the planning board has been often, had a majority of Liberty people in there. So some positive things have occurred. Not nearly.
Okay, but what it sounds like you're saying is not that libertarians have actually won any political seats and reduced these things. You're just saying that maybe the town on its own, for whatever reason, reduced budgets on certain things?
No, it was Liberty people that actually got in and voted in the the town hall meetings. And
hold on, when you say they got in, you mean they were just attending the town hall meetings? They weren't actually elected to the town council?
Well, there weren't any selectmen or anything elected yet, but like I said, there were people on the planning board, and I think the guy that's presently in jail was a trustee of the...
Who's in jail?
Joe Brown up in...
Okay, one of the natives who's supposedly freedom friendly ended up getting arrested for threats or something like that, if I recall correctly. But
definitely a mover.
Oh, was he? Okay, I thought he was a native.
And Chris Cantwell had little or nothing that, I invited him up to my property, and we had a lunch up there and did some shooting and some other stuff, Chris and I, with his girlfriend, and there were some other people up there. Chris was not part of the founding of the Free Grafton Project. We lost Bob Hull.
Right. So I just wanted to clarify something. So what you're saying is that Free Staters or Liberty activists went to town meetings in Grafton and successfully put forth measures to actually reduce funding on certain things? Because I never heard a peep about that. All I ever heard was that the Free Staters showed up at town meetings and got outvoted every single time by the statists in town.
I think it only occurred once.
Okay. So it sounds to me like this book is way blown out of proportion.
But yeah, I read a story. I thought it was just a short story, not a book.
This is a 288-page book written by Matthew Hungoltz Hetling. It wouldn't surprise me if he did an article promoting his book that might be a short story or something.
It involved bears. And I know of one bear attack.
I'm not sure what that would have anything to do with the government and people taking over the government.
Of course not.
So he's making it sound like the libertarians took over and cut funding for, quote, pretty much everything, unquote, here. The fire department, the library, the schoolhouse, state and federal laws became meek suggestions.
pure fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, this just sounds like total falsehood to me.
John Babiarz was one of the original, residents or earlier residents of Grafton, and he's still the fire chief.
Okay, but that's not actually reducing the size of government. That's just putting a libertarian in a government position.
Right.
And John Babiarz actually made headlines within the Liberty Movement when he showed up at Russell Canning's fire and threatened to put out the fire because it was illegal. So not only was he the fire chief, he was also behaving like a bureaucrat.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so that's not a win. You don't get to say, a libertarian got elected to a position or appointed to a position and then acted like like it was his fiefdom. I mean, that's not like something that you can claim, oh, we just won something. No, you've actually turned into a bureaucrat.
Well, I'm not going to argue that point.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that because I dislike John Babiarz. He's a nice gentleman and everything. It's just that power is a corrupting influence.
He
didn't do well, but he did run for governor. In fact, no libertarian candidate has ever done particularly well here for governor in New Hampshire.
Not really for any race.
I think there was a girl who got like two digits in one race at one point. She got like 11% or 12% in a state rep race somewhere in New Hampshire. I forget who or where that was. It was out by Manchester somewhere. But, John, he was the fire chief, but he obviously let the power go to his head and, rolled up with the fire truck at a fire, an unpermitted fire on somebody's property. And there's video of this happening where he comes up and makes a fool out of himself talking about how he had to put the fire out.
He was actually taking advantage to practice with some equipment that he hadn't used yet. Some kind of big foam generating.
Yeah, it was a foam thing. Well, if he wanted to practice, he could have made his own fire and practiced instead of coming and threatening another person. Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, there's no win there in this Grafton situation. There was never any kind of serious win. Otherwise, I would hope we'd heard about it. But beyond that, it's another point that if they had ever won something and they didn't talk about it, then what's the point? Like, if you actually win, if you're a libertarian and you get elected to a thing and everybody knows in the town that you're a libertarian, you're not, like, hiding it or something, then why not put it out there? Why not put the news out that, hey, libertarians just won a, electoral seat in Grafton, New Hampshire, and now they're going to start rolling back the government. Let's pay attention to what's going on. No, the thing is, people elsewhere and outside of Keene very rarely promote the activism that they do. So even if there were a win in Grafton, maybe we never would have heard about it, but I think something would have come through the grapevine, and nothing ever has. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides dyes from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and give you the update on what's going on in Staten Island out in front of Max Public House after the owner was arrested yesterday for heroically keeping his business open despite being ordered to close due to, quote, coronavirus, etc. there in New York. As we continue, it's Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then coming up, Bitcoin, is it a fad? According to one author at CNBC, they say it is. We'll address that coming up here in a bit. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got Dave. He's in Colorado. Normally calls from New Hampshire. It's Dave Ridley Report. Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, isn't it funny that you'd have somebody call in to talk about, I don't know, how someone thought drafting was terrible, and while he was calling, there's two people on the line who lived in Grafton. I lived there briefly.
Yeah, you did. What are your thoughts on this book that apparently has come out in the last couple months called A Libertarian Walks Into a Bear, which claims that there were apparently that the libertarians just won in Grafton and took over the town and reduced the budgets on nearly everything, and somehow that has something to do with bears. Go ahead.
No, I have this, tonight is the first I've heard of that book. My calling in was just a coincidence that it happened at the same time.
But did you hear when you were in Grafton about any kind of libertarian success stories? Because I've never heard of them.
We'd be in Grafton.
No, we had some minor successes. I mean, like I said, I was only there for 6 months. But when I was there, I was able to get like CNN was using some of my video that I shot in Grafton.
Okay, CNN using video, I wouldn't call a success on the town level. I mean, do you recall anything happening, with town government specifically, with libertarians going to a town meeting and taking it over, or, you know, drastically slashing the town budget or anything like that?
Yeah, they had some effect, but they didn't really achieve like a majority on any board that I'm aware of or anything like that.
So
I don't know about the budget numbers. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you never really heard anything that was significant at all? Nothing worth remembering?
Well, like I said, it was a nice place to live. That's the main thing I enjoyed, just living
okay.
there.
Gotcha. I'm just looking for something here. I mean, this book seems to be complete fiction, but, they claim that it's true, and so far people have not really been able to identify any of the claims as having any real validity. I wish it were true. I wish libertarians had actually taken over in Grafton, but from what I understand, the town's members who were statists redoubled their efforts once they found out libertarians were coming to town and managed to hold the line so far.
Yeah, I mean, it was already fairly free. There was, there was no zoning for one thing.
Sure, that's one of the reasons why a bunch of people chose Grafton, because it is, on the scale of towns of New Hampshire, one of the least regulated, no doubt about that. But again, just to say that it was already relatively free compared to other places is not to say that the libertarians had any real influence in that, that it was already that way when they showed up.
Yeah. Kind of.
I mean, look, I'm the first person to want to award the libertarians a success story for doing something, but so far when I've asked for evidence of this, I've just been given a ho-hum, something happened there. Anyway, go ahead. That wasn't the reason you were calling tonight, so what was the reason?
The successes tend to be at the state level and some,
right.
A few things in Grafton, but it's just too small to have much impact on the overall free state effort.
True. All right, what else?
So I was calling about something unrelated, and that is some guerrilla liberty activity in New Hampshire. Someone, I guess, walked up to a bridge on the overpass in Bedford and dropped this massive banner that reads as follows, quote, COVID vaccine makers are exempt from liability, unquote.
Yes, this wasn't just in New Hampshire. This apparently was in multiple cities across the United States.
Good. I hadn't heard about the other cities, so I'm glad it's going on in other places, too.
Yeah, it was some sort of a large coordinated effort. I'm not sure who was behind it, though.
Kudos to them.
Yeah, it was a big deal. I mean, we're talking about a big sign. We're talking about the entire overpass was essentially one long sign, because that's a lot of words, right? About, yeah.
Yeah. And, I'm suspicious. I don't know. I'm suspicious of anything that was rushed through.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I'm not interested in having any
government
shove anything in my veins. Not interested in that at all.
Well, I guess it's one of the institutions that has completed their first so-called vaccine, supposedly completed, is Pfizer. And Pfizer has a history with the Free State Project in that they tried to expand. They're the ones that tried to take over that neighborhood and that infamous incident in New London, Connecticut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the people who resisted that was Lauren Canario, who now lives in New Hampshire. But she, at the time, they arrested her for sitting on the porch of one of the properties they were trying to seize so they could build more drugs.
Yeah, that's right. This was a story back in, I don't know, was it 2005 or 2000? I think it was 2005. Because she had just moved She was on her way actually moving to New Hampshire, and I believe she stopped in Connecticut for some number of weeks while she sort of rallied on the side of these property owners that were having their property stolen through eminent domain. The court case, Kelo versus New London, ended up in the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court ruled that it was totally fine for local governments to take people's property from them via eminent domain if it was for a, quote, public good. So not just, it used to be that you could only take, if you were the government people, you could only steal through eminent domain if it were for, like, some sort of road or some kind of a construction project that was, you know, open to the public, right? Like that it was, like, a park or a road or something like that. But this Supreme Court case changed eminent domain to where anything for the, quote, public good would be acceptable. And so the argument from New London in this particular case was, well, right, okay, government, court, right now this particular plot of land with all these houses on it is only generating X in tax dollars. Now, if we destroy all these houses and build a mega corporate complex instead, where Pfizer is one of the tenants, and other people purportedly would be the tenants, right, of this mega corporate complex, this industrial park, essentially, then we're going to get X times 10 as far as tax. I don't know what it was, X times sure. 4, whatever. It would be more tax dollars would be coming into the city. And so that was the pitch, was that we should be able to steal these homes from people who've been in their hands, their family's hands, for literally, in some cases, for generations. We should be able to steal these homes from people, give them whatever arbitrary market value we say, because that's what they have to do with eminent domain, is they have to pay you whatever amount they think it's worth.
Right.
And then send these people packing, destroy their properties, and build this new mega corporate park. And the Supreme Court said, yep, that's totally fine.
The last I checked, they didn't even build the park. It was a ghost town, and it actually resulted in a reduction in tax revenue.
I thought they did build the park, but then it didn't get occupied the way they wanted it to, or Pfizer bailed on the deal. There was some sort of thing that fell through. I think they actually did build it, but that is a good question, Dave. It's been a while since we looked at that. But, yeah, effectively, the whole government building project thing fell through, and it failed.
Of course.
And so, yeah, it was a complete failure, and all these people lost their homes, and that's why that's where our friend Lauren Canario went to actually stand on the front porch, you know, basically blocking the bulldozer from coming in. They arrested her on that front porch, and then subsequently she stood in the hallway at the city council meeting and was arrested in the hallway for standing there. And it was one of the things that really encouraged me to move to Keene was Lauren Canario's activism. She would get arrested and she would go limp, so she wouldn't actually help the cops arrest her. She would actually just be like a rag doll, essentially, and they'd have to, you know, pick her up and move her about. And I remember specifically how powerful it was that, you know, she would continue doing this throughout the entire time. So it wasn't just when she was arrested. It was also like if she had to go to court, they would have to wheel in a wheelchair into her jail cell, lift her from the bed, or wherever it was she was seated in the jail cell, put her into the wheelchair, wheel her to, you know, the jail van or whatever, lift her out of the wheelchair.
That is epic.
Yeah. So the level of civil disobedience from this lady was amazingly inspirational. And wherever this woman is in New Hampshire, I have to be there to see what happens next.
Is she here in Keene then?
She lives just outside of Keene in Winchester. You probably know Lauren. She's been around your house. Jim Johnson's her husband. Yeah, so super activist and super inspirational. Dave, thanks for calling in tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But that whole story with New London is such a tragedy. I mean, the government got the extra power to steal property through eminent domain and steal anyone's property they want, so long as they think they can get more tax dollars from the thing they want to put there. So that's a huge change to eminent domain. And then to have all that go through and ultimately their little plans completely failed. So
that's the best part.
Yeah, but it's still sad because all those folks lost their homes. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
VINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Zettavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.